This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Jim Dietschy. Jim's the Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Bellin Health. Bellin Health is this outstanding hospital health system that was really built originally around cardiovascular services and orthopedic services. At least those were two of the great strengths of it. But I know it's a lot broader than that. And he'll tell us about Bellin Health, about leadership as a CFO today, and a lot more. Jim, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Scott, and thank you for having me today. I very much appreciate it. Yeah, so as Scott mentioned, I'm the Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer at Bellin Health System, located in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I have been the CFO for 16 years at Bellin, and very much enjoying our journey towards transforming our organization from a health system that relies on fee-for-service to an organization that takes care of the populations that we serve.
And talk to us about Bellin Health today, and maybe a few points of pride in Bellin Health.
Sure. So I think, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, the points of pride that exist in the long history of our organization really show themselves. And at first, it starts with our team. So I would say our first strategic objective as an organization is to have the best people and teams. And that's our providers, our clinical staff, our frontline workers, our support teams and administration, which really develop a close-knit culture that's focused on the mission and vision of what we're trying to achieve, which is ultimately having the best, healthiest region in the country. This has gone on for a long time in our organization and has preceded me in the 16 years that I've been here. It's the lifeblood to our success and that we've experienced over the past 20 years. And I can illustrate that in a couple of different ways. First, we're rooted in our community. We're a community-based health system serving 12 counties and have a population in our region of about $650,000. Over the last 5 years, we've had a compounded growth rate of nearly 8%, and that's with no significant acquisitions at all. We're really doing that in a very competitive healthcare geography, and we're growing the number of people who have aligned with us for their healthcare needs, and it's the development of our services and the great quality and experience that we deliver that have made us really strong. And we're also doing that with better clinical outcomes and ultimately at a lower cost to the people we serve and the people that pay the bills. And the final thing that I would share with as a point of pride is that's demonstrated in our success in our value-based arrangements, which have been very, very strong. It started with really the success in our own self-funded health plan, really driving down costs and seeing our employees and their dependents become healthier. It's also demonstrated in our innovation and participation in the CMMI programs, their most aggressive plans, such as the Pioneer program and the Next Generation, which we've participated in every year that they've had it. And that's illustrated in the fact that we've participated in those programs for 7 years and have been in the top six in the lowest cost in every year, with four of those years being the lowest cost in that program. And also, we've had the highest clinical quality score in three of the 5 years that they've scored that calculation. So those are our points of pride. A little bit about Bellin. We are an integrated delivery system in northeastern Wisconsin and up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, consisting of acute care hospitals, critical access hospitals, a freestanding mental health facility, a lot of employed primary care and specialty care providers, a college, and a lot of interest in participating with other leading health systems in Wisconsin, including the About Health Network.
Magnificent. And Jim, take a moment about the role of CFO today. You've been in the role for 16 years. How do you define the priorities and the role of CFO today?
Sure. So I think the roles have clearly, for a CFO, have have clearly evolved. So while I think, you know, one of my first roles was to build a really strong financial team in all of the areas that report to me to understand what we are trying to accomplish as an organization. And when you are focusing your efforts less and less on fee-for-service and more on taking insurance risk on a population you serve, you have to educate your staff to understand that, because traditional accountants think like the dollars coming in the door at the time of service and the expenses associated with the service, as opposed to the long-term strategies that you need and the investments that you need, which are definitely different than relying on a fee-for-service organization. So I would say my first role is obviously building our own team. And then I would say the second role is educating not only that team, but the balance of the organization that it's okay to make some of these investments, and they may not make logical sense in the beginning, but they pay off over the long term. And I would say also the other thing is displaying the confidence that you have that your strategies are great and that you need all the teams to execute on those strategies. And I think that really shows itself in our organizational success. I mean, we're rated by two rating agencies. We've never had our debt downgraded in 20 years. And we've had very, very consistent, not only financial results, but continuing growth. And then the final thing that I would say is really being a strong partner to the providers and to our CEO, and externally communicating that story out, because it's probably unusual for a CFO to really do a lot of communication on your clinical quality, your access, and your experience. But I think the more that I've evolved in this role as a CFO to really be an ambassador to the people that we serve, and the employers and the payers, to really show what we're trying to accomplish, has had very positive, meaningful results to the organization.
Well, I've had a chance to watch Belen up close, and it is a remarkable institution. Talk a little bit about the transformation, because I remember Belen back, 15, 20 years ago, as being just this magnificent CV hospital, cardiovascular hospital, magnificent orthopedic programs, and so forth, and really stood out in those areas. And how do you move from really standing out and relying on those, keeping those strong, to then making that transformation to fee to value? I talk about that transformation some over the years, and the investments and the effort to do that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, no problem, Scott. Well, I think, again, our grounding roots were the fact that we are locally based. So our board of directors, which is made up of employers, community members, providers, really saw the continuing escalation, first off, of their own company's healthcare costs. And they really saw little differentiation and value for that expense. So it starts with that. And they really pushed, to transform the organization from really a hospital-based system to an integrated care delivery system. And obviously, foundationally, it started with growing our primary care, which we really did starting in the early and mid-90s. And then from there, that discipline from our board of directors and really the success that we started seeing in our own health plan that we had, which was called Touchpoint, and we worked with ThetaCare on the development of that, and we started seeing really, really good results that employers started seeing that, and they started seeing a healthier employee population, and they saw their costs that were contained, and they weren't escalating like others were. So I think that's what really gave us the drive, Scott, to say, our mission and vision and our strategies are really, really good, and we need to continue to evolve them. And obviously, then we saw the federal government start implementing some new programs, innovative programs on the payment for healthcare services. And quickly, the carriers and insurance companies started doing the same exact thing. So that really really validated our what we were trying to accomplish, and that was really the foundational elements that continue to make us transform.
Jim, there are two questions I have to ask you, partly based on my own Illinois roots. The first question is, will the Bears ever compete again well with your Green Bay Packers?
Okay. You want me to answer that first and then go to the second question?
Why don't you give that one a shot? Will my Bears ever stand a chance against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, or am I doomed to failure for the rest of my life?
Well, as a lifelong Packer fan and attendee of several Super Bowls and a picture of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers in my office, the answer is no. But, you know, I say that tongue in cheek. You know, the NFL does evolve over time. And, you know, if you put a core infrastructure in place to make that successful, who knows? There's always hope, right, Scott?
We are having trouble putting that infrastructure in place in Chicago. It seems to start with the offensive line, and we can't seem to do it. And between the GM, the ownership, the quarterback, we can't seem to get it right. Yeah. The other question I have is, periodically, my Wisconsin colleagues or friends will refer to my friends from Illinois as fibs. And they didn't know if that's a compliment or not.
I'm pretty sure the answer to that is no. Now, you know, I like my Illinois colleagues. I know several of them through my travels as CFOs. I think that just, you know, when they get picked up for speeding when they're coming in Wisconsin, that's an okay thing.
It is what it is. Anyways, Jim, what a pleasure to visit you. I've watched Bowen for a long time, and it really something else what you've done and stayed as a great community health system and really have transformed over the years. It's a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I really, really appreciate it, and I really appreciate the work that Becker's does for health systems and payers and all kinds of people in this industry. It's very value added.